Hello and welcome to Chapter 3, Essential Tools for Project. Agenda for this particular chapter is in budget. Let us see what exactly is a budget, project plan, what exactly is a project plan, breakdown structure, Gantt chart, critical path method, program evaluation and review technique, which is famously called as in PERT, flow chart, histogram, cost and effective diagrams, check sheet. So, introduction for this budget is, in modern businesses, overseeing projects comes with significant responsibility. So, we cannot, any project, we have to be ensured that the projects are overseen properly and significantly it is having a change in the entire business. From software development to security defense projects, project management is employed in various capacities. So, multiple capacities the project management is handling, is getting handled today. A range of systems and tools assists project managers and businesses in carefully planning and effectively executing projects. So today, multiple systems and tools are being used by project managers and businesses to ensure that projects are planned and ensured and effectively executed. These tools can be commonly utilized across different companies or tailored specifically for project management purposes. So this can be tailored for each of the industry and each of the project, or it can be utilized across different companies. Embracing these systems and tools simplifies the work of project managers by establishing consistency and routines for both the project manager and the project team. So this forms a part of the communication between the project manager and the project team, and the consistency is being ensured by embracing this all these systems and tools. These tools provide a structured approach to project management. Otherwise, there will be a structured approach for a project manager will be very difficult without these particular tools. Here are some of the most important tools designed to aid in planning, organizing, executing and controlling projects regardless of the specific industry or field. So here we are going to discuss about some of the tools that are being used for the entire project. Irrespective of this, it can be irrespective of whichever is the industry or field, this is what is going to happen in the entire project life cycle. Budget. The primary thing that is required for a project is a budget. So, this is a financial plan of the budget which predicts and reflects the expenses and income that is going to be related to a specific project. So, a project can have both expenses and income. The major thing of a budget is to ensure that the expenses are being handled from the income that is going to be achieved by the project. Of course, there are projects that are not, they may not have any income in place, but expenses only will be there, but budget is required for these cases also. It outlines expected spending and earnings for specific items. A well-structured budget provides a clear view of how funds will be used over time for projects or operations. Say, for example, when a project is getting started, the budget, the expenses will be on the lower side, and in between the entire project, the expenses will go on the higher side, and at the end, it will again start going reducing down based on the resources that are going to be utilized for the specific project. This, which is going to be handled in the budgetary planning, which involves creating a budget during the planning phase. During a planning phase, budget will be created. Budgetary control involves comparing the budget to actual spending to identify differences which will be happening under the execution phase. This process helps manage actions and adjustments to ensure that actual spending aligns with the plan. So, expenses spending is being always taken into consideration, and finding out the differences between actual spending and budgetary spending, and finding out the differences and aligning this particular thing to the plan. So, if some specific thing is getting, extra spending is happening, finding out the reasons, escalating to the management and ensuring that the either the budget is increased or spending is reduced and align it with the bank plan. And the plan is, if it is required, the plan has to be changed to some extent accordingly. The S-curve, one of the tool that is being used for a budget is S-curve diagram. In an S-curve diagram, the illustration of the project cumulative expenditures over time is considered. If you can see the x-axis and y-axis, y-axis is cost and x-axis is time. So when the time is increasing, the cost of a project also will be increasing. So that is the reason why you can see time and cost here. And this curve diagram illustrates the project's cumulative expenditures over time. It shows that spending starts slowly, then increases as operations expand, and finally decreases as the project nears completion. So this is the S-curve we are talking about, where the cost is increasing on time and reduces at the end. This tool helps in understanding when expenses occur, assisting management in making appropriate plans. So management can ensure that the plans are not being shaken by the change in the, by having a proper plan. The accuracy of a budget depends on identifying all the work to be accomplished within schedule and types of resources needed to complete the work effectively. So what are the characteristics of a good budget? So it includes a budget manual that outlines instructions, responsibilities, reporting structures, deadlines, cost and revenue analysis, all aligned with the enterprise goal, which is very important. Without an enterprise goal in place, there is no point in having a budget. So budget should be always aligned with the enterprise goal. It is expressed in monetary terms and may also incorporate non-monetary aspects. Example, when we are discussing about regulatory changes, regulatory projects are going to come into picture, there could be non-monetary aspects will be there. So this good budget incorporates the non-monetary aspects also, which relates to time, cost, all these particular things will be considered here. It is created prior to the period it covers and is for a defined duration. So it involves teams and individuals in its creation. So during budget creation, all the teams and individuals will be considered for having a proper budget. The budget committee oversees the budgeting process, coordinating with various departments to consolidate a budget. So budget committee has a bigger role where they have to define, identify what is a budget, what is the budget is required, expenses are required for doing this particular thing, what is a cost analysis, what is a benefit, a cost benefit analysis for this particular thing. The budget officer supports the committee. It's adaptable to changes in the environment and is practical for implementation. It is based on established performance standards. So performance standards will be taken into consideration while the budget is getting created. It continuously monitors organizational performance, serving as a vital tool to achieve financial and operational objectives. So which is important, that financial and operational objective of a particular organization has to be taken into consideration while you are doing an implementation of a project. So if there is a good budget, the advantages are budgets encourage managers to consider the competitive and financial state of the project or company. So this budget ensures competitive and financial state of the project is considered. This prompts strategic thinking to improve performance. Budgets help align objectives with available resources, aiding in achieving project goals. This forward-looking approach aids decision-making. So in a budget, while the budget is getting created at the time of planning phase itself, it will be always having a forward looking on what exactly will be the expense that will be happening in the specific period. Before the project is completed, what is going to be the expense that is going to happen and what is the funding investment that should happen to the specific project, which helps in decision making. Budgets communicate expectations, resource needs and requirements effectively. This forces coordination between departments, promoting efficiency. So when the project is getting implemented, all the departments are going to be beneficial, and this budget, which is getting communicated with the expectations and resource needs across the departments, ensures efficiency is going to be happening and communication is proper between all the departments, and all departments are aligned to the project. Well-structured budgets allow for assessing profitability, identifying areas of profit or loss. This information guides project decisions and recommendations. So with the defined structured budgets, all the departments and all the stakeholders will come to know what is going to be the end result of the entire project. Is it going to be a profit or it is going to be a loss? This information guides and ensures that the decisions are taken properly. Budget assists in planning for funding requirements to support project operations. They encourage efficient resource utilization, leading to cost reduction. So not only the budget is required for the time of planning or execution, but at the control also this particular budgeting is required. So because in the control phase, it will be a support phase before the project sign up is going to happen. So during this particular period also, budget has to be taken, has to be done, planned. It provides a methodical analysis, prompting careful examination before decisions are made. They help pinpoint bottlenecks and strategies for overcoming challenges. So it enables monitoring, controlling and directing activities, variations between budget and actual figures, highlight deviations, providing time to adapt to changes. So always having a look at the what exactly is actual figure against the budgeted figures, highlights the deviations and corrective actions can be done by the organization. Disadvantages of a budget. So while you are doing a budget, there are some disadvantages also which we will be seeing here. Developing a budget can be time consuming, particularly in disorganized environment. If the environment is disorganized or not having a proper decision makers in the entire environment, then it is a time consuming thing, and multiple iterations and prolonged efforts might be required to finalize the budget, causing delays in the project planning. So project planning, entire thing, will timing will go for a toss when you are going for a budget discussion, because multiple departments will be having their own perspectives, and cost analysis and profitability and all these particular things will be considered before doing a budget. So which will result in project planning delays. It mainly concentrates on financial outcomes and often overlooks subjective aspects like the quality of products or services provided to clients, including these aspects within the budget framework, and provide a comprehensive view. Like again, we will take an example of UPI, where there may not be having a financial as an outcome, but for the services to the clients, it is a very good product, very good project. So which in which case, if you are going to go with a budget which says only what is the cost benefit of the organizations, that will be a challenge. It will not be in a position to give a proper solution. Budgets may struggle to adapt to shifts in the market, making it challenging for projects to accommodate changes from the original budget when external circumstances evolve. So there could be external circumstances that are coming to picture, which may result in deviation from the budget and actuals going for a bigger this thing. So having there could be a challenges in project to accommodate these changes that are going to come into picture, and original budget may be getting deviated, and getting an approval for the new deviations will be a challenge. Repeated instances of significant unfavorable variance can indicate unrealistic budget. Recognizing these indicators is crucial, as by the time the issue becomes evident, it may be too late to address the underlying causes effectively. So always constant look at what exactly is the variance, and to find out whether budgeting is unrealistic or realistic, and then correcting the course of the action is very vital for a project's success. Next system or tool which are going to discuss about is a project plan, where every project needs a project plan, which is an official document with many project details. So a project plan will be having the high level project of how exactly the entire thing is going to happen, and it helps lead, manage and control the project. A strong project plan is crucial for success and is the top document for any project's beginning. So each and every project should have the proper plan in place, and yes, stronger it is much better, and it is crucial. It documents and communicates stakeholders and project expectations. So whoever is the stakeholder of the entire project will be communicated based on the project plan which you are having. It controls schedule and delivery. So what is going to be the starting point and what is going to be the end point, where exactly the schedule is going to happen, when delivery is going to happen, all these particular things will be mentioned in the project plan. It calculates and manages associated risks. So in any project there could be associated risks. All these risks has to be mentioned in the project plan. A strong project plan is essential for project success. It serves as a roadmap that guides project managers and acts as their main tool for communication and control during the project. So in the project, the project managers will be having the project plan as a roadmap. So project plan is very crucial for a project, and they should have the right ingredients in place. What are the characteristics of a good project plan? Describe scope and strategy for project goals. The scope and strategy has to be defined properly in the project goals, and strategy is central and adaptable based on the project needs. So strategy should be the main thing in the entire project plan document. Scope baseline lists of all tasks and deliverables, deliverables from scope and detail in work breakdown structure. When we are discussing about work breakdown structure, we will speak more about the deliverables from scope. Plans manage variations in baseline. Plan discussed with stakeholders for approval. So, all this whatever is project plan will be discussed with the stakeholders and get their approval. And the variations from the baseline, the project plan will be having a baseline, and variations from this particular baseline will be discussed with the stakeholders in each and every steering committee that is going to happen. Contains resource allocation delivery schedule, defines roles and responsibilities for each team member, ensures project quality and addresses risks. So, risks are getting addressed in the project plan, and project quality is ensured in the entire project plan. Risk management includes assessing and minimizing risk. So, in the risk management, it is not only assessing the risk, and you should have a risk mitigation plan also, and how to minimize the particular risk by following the mitigation. Advantages of a project proper project plan is organizes work by focusing the team on important tasks. So, each team will be aware of what exactly is going to be the task and when is going to be the starting point and when is going to be the end point. This will be there in the project plan. Helps everyone understand the project's nature and questions to answer. So, people, the team will be knowing what exactly is the project's nature, why this particular thing is required, and the questions that needs to be answered before the project getting started. All these particular things will be there in the project plan. Resolves in conflicts and disputes with agreed upon solutions. So, future when the entire project is getting delivered, there could be possibility where there is a dispute on conflict that is happening between the business team and the solution team. In these cases, the project plan comes in handy and ensures that it is getting resolved, because in project plan, each and every item will be mentioned here. Provides clarity on milestones and dependencies. So, people will be having clarity on what actually is going to be a milestone, what actually are the dependencies for each of the particular project. So, if there is a mega project that is going to happen, there could be multiple projects, multiple tasks in between the entire project. So, here in this case, each and every project comes milestone and a dependency, which this project is dependent on the next project or the previous project. This kind of things will be there in the project plan. Tracks progress effectively, preventing later confusion. So, progress is getting tracked properly, effectively, so that the later confusion will be avoided. There are some disadvantages of having a project plan also. These are valuable when used correctly. Its drawback arises from improper usage. If the project plan is not used properly or misunderstood from the entire thing or not written properly, it will create more drawbacks than successful. Requires genuine effort and time to create, including meetings. So, proper effort is to be given for a project plan. Can be rendered useless if created but not utilized throughout the project. So, project has been created but not utilized throughout the entire project, there is no use of having a project plan. Sometimes limits flexibility when tasks are created as fixed. Can become time consuming if excessive effort is invested in tools like Gantt charts. So, if more time is effort is being invested in creating charts like Gantt charts and all these particular things, which you'll be seeing at the later stage. So, it will be more time consuming for doing the entire project plan. Might shift focus from managing tasks and resources to managing the plan itself. So, it becomes a bigger task than managing the task or resources. If the plan is more complex or not well defined, then this will result in shifting the planning itself. You have to manage instead of managing the task. Next comes the work breakdown structure, where the entire work of a project is broken into different structures, which we'll be looking at an example also. The work breakdown structure is hierarchical tool for effective project planning. Major project deliverables are identified and divided into smaller sub-deliverables. So, when a project is split into multiple parts, and multiple parts are divided based on independent or interdependent tasks, sub-deliverables are further separated into tasks and activities manageable by individuals. So, each project or each task team, each team lead will be given a specific task for completing. WS can be represented through diagrams, tables, outlines or spreadsheets. So, there is no need that WS has to follow a specific representation. It can be a diagram, it can be a table, it can be outline, it can be a spreadsheet, it can be a flowchart. WBS can take any kind of representation. According to PMBOK, WBS is a deliverable-oriented hierarchical decomposition of work. So, it is a flow of the entire process that are going to be there, entire tasks that are going to be there, and accordingly, the hierarchical decomposition of the work is being handled, which is being represented. WBS organizes project scope into understandable activities and provides classification details. So, WBS entire project scope is defined and multiple activities are being written on this particular thing and proceeds further based on the project scope. Smaller work units within WBS enhance scheduling, costing and resource management for the project. So, based on the WBS, costing also is going to be handled, scheduling also is going to be taken care of, and what is the resource that is going to be utilized. Say example, testing is one part of the entire project. So, resource management for testing will be different from resource management for a development. So, this is a sample work breakdown structure with three levels which we are seeing here. Let us take an example of creating a social website, in which case you will be having multiple parts. One is a designing, the UI, user interface designing of this particular thing, technical, how the data is getting stored, how the data is going to be coming to picture. These are coming under technical, and programming, how we are going to write the programming will come into the third part. So, the social website development is split into three parts, and these three parts are again further split into multiple two parts. Design is split into interface and graphics, how the interface is going to happen and how the graphics is going to happen. Now, before completing the 1.1 design, your people cannot proceed further into 1.3. So, this becomes interdependent upon each other. But technical has to be designed before going to programming. So, these are called as interdependent processes, and programming further comes from debugging. Once the entire thing is completed, then testing will come into picture, which will be 1.4 or 1.5 as per the project scenario. So, here what we are seeing is that entire work is broken down into multiple structures, and there could be multiple levels. 1.1.1, 1.1.1.1, all these things can happen in a work breakdown structure. Characteristics of WBS is helping, it helps project manager identify separate tasks. So, project manager splits the entire project into multiple tasks, and this he can identify and he can focus and he can follow for each of the specific tasks. Allocates necessary resources for each task. So, each task will be allocated with the specific resources based on the resource task, based on the resource availability and the task importance and interdependence of the entire task. Assigns WBS tasks to the right stakeholders. So, development team, if it is a development thing, it will be assigned to the development team. If it is a testing thing, it will be assigned to the testing team. If it is designing, it will be given to designing team. Top level signifies the main deliverable. So, the main deliverable will be on the top, and under that you will be having multiple deliverables, and all this entire thing completion means that the entire task completed, entire work is completed for the specific task. Organize teams work into manageable parts. So, entire team's work is different, bifurcated into multiple tasks, and multiple tasks are each team's work is getting bifurcated here. Includes task details like work, time and cost. So, each task is split into work, how much time it is going to take and how much cost is going to involve. Having a good WBS means project planning, execution, managing and controlling easier, and lays the foundation for tracking and accountability for the project team and all key stakeholders. So, each of the tasks that is getting involved in the WBS, okay, project planning and execution will be handled easily, and tracking for the project manager becomes very easy, and accountability is being given for the specific project team, be it a testing team, be it a development team or database team. All these particular things will be considered as an accountable, and key stakeholders will be informed and communicated properly for each of the tasks. Advantage of having a proper WBS is clearly defining and organizes the project work, allows for quick development of project schedule and budget with time and cost estimates, Budgets can be allocated at different levels of the WBS, aiding cost planning. So when the work is split into multiple parts, it will become easy for the people, for the project manager to understand and communicate to the management or the project sponsor on how much cost is going to be spent on each of the item. So it becomes necessary for any project to have a proper WBS. That too, specifically for a bigger project, WBS is very important. Tracks project cost performance and identifies issues in specific segments. So each of the project cost is being identified and tracked across the entire project. Identifies potential risk within the project. So when we are having a WBS being properly set, then it can identify what are the risks that are going to be involved in continuing the project and what are the external risks that are factors, which is very important, which is getting, without a proper WBS, your external risk may be getting, maybe not taken into consideration. Integration with organization breakdown, structure aids, communication planning. So with the organization breakdown, if WBS also is taken into consideration, then communication planning will be much easier. Example, if design is going to be done here, then which organization area has to be communicated. This kind of integration with the organization breakdown for the tasks that are available here will become easier for the communication to happen. Analyzes major deliverables affected by late subtasks. Suppose a task is getting delayed for some or other reason, which is going to be impacted, which is the next step is going to be impacted. So that kind of analysis will be easier when you are going to have a WBS proper. Color coding highlights process and key areas. So each and every process can be highlighted based on the key area, importance of the entire project and importance of the specific task and dependency of the task for the next future task. Allocates tasks effectively, efficiently, improving task completion. So tasks are getting allocated efficiently and task completion becomes important and improved because of the WBS. Facilitates effective time allocation by determining task sequence. So tasks will be sequenced and time allocation also for the individual specific resources will be proper because of the WBS breakdown. Assist ongoing risk management through better forecast. Risk management is taken care properly and forecasts can be done for any risk that is going to be scope, scrape and all this will be handled in the WBS. Unclear activities are tracked for scope definition risk. So scope definition, if there is any risk that is there for a scope definition not properly done, this will be considered, this will come out when we are doing a WBS. Pitfalls to be avoided in WBS. When you are doing a WBS, what are the pitfalls that needs to be avoided will be considered here. We can see what are the pitfalls that needs to be avoided when you are doing a WBS. Developing a WBS can take a lot of time, especially for larger projects with many deliverables and steps. It requires effort and knowledge to be effective. So without a proper knowledge on the entire project, you will not be in a position to do a proper effort analysis and risk analysis on the entire thing. So risk knowledge of the entire project is very important. Industry also is very important. It's challenging to determine the right level of details for tasks in the WBS and decide what should and should not be included. So again, the knowledge of the specific industry and the project helps here to find out which is important, which should be included in the entire WBS or not. Similar tasks should not be grouped together. Maybe design when you are splitting into design, it should not be grouped with something else. At the same time, it should not be differently grouped. WBS can become outdated quickly if project schedule change and the WBS is not updated. So there is a constant change that should be happening in the WBS. Constantly it has to be updated for the changes that are happening in the project. Keeping track of project status and refining the WBS is important. A too detailed WBS can lead to micromanagement by the project manager, slowing down process. The WBS should be manageable and not overly complex. So very important for the project manager when he is doing the WBS, it should not be too detailed because it will become result in project manager going into individual items and finding out and the progress for the project manager will be more difficult. One of the other tools that is being used by project managers for a proper analysis or proper planning of your project is Gantt chart. A Gantt chart is a visual tool showing start and finish dates of activities and their relationship. So by a Gantt chart, user can find out when is going to be the start date of each activity and when is going to be the end date of each activity, what is the interdependence of this particular thing, what is the relationship for one project, one task and another task. It helps project managers to see how tasks connect and plan their timing. So for example, if there is a task A is dependent on task B, then the timing should be calculated accordingly. At the same time, if task C is independent is independent of task C or task B, it can be done separately. Gantt charts are used in various projects like construction and software development. Gantt chart displays tasks and their scheduled time in the project. So Gantt chart has a which is a going to be start scheduled time, when it is going to start, when it is going to end, and each task is displayed in Gantt chart. It indicates task result relationships where some tasks must finish before others start. So interdependency which we are discussing here. They help break down, order tasks, show dependencies and review deliverables of a project. So each of these particular tasks, when task A, task B, task C and time and all these particular dependencies of this particular thing will be taken into consideration and you are going to for a Gantt chart. Creating Gantt chart can vary from using Excel for small projects to more complexity for larger ones. So Gantt chart can be done in Excel or using a project management software also, depending on what kind of project we are working on. So in today's technical world, multiple computer applications are supporting Gantt charts for project management, IT projects, scheduling, etc. Gantt chart have limitations and can lead to deviations. So like any system, any software solutions, or any process, Gantt chart also having limitations and this can lead to multiple deviations that are going to happen. This is an example of a visual illustration of a simple Gantt chart. So here if you see here, the project preparation starts from January and ends in February. Business blueprint starts with February and ends with April. And realization, which is going to be an independent thing that is going to happen, can start from March and end in August. And if by writing a Gantt chart, a user can identify whether it is dependent or interdependent on the other thing. So, like example, project without a project preparation, you cannot start the realization of the project. So here, this is where the entire differentiation and dependencies of the tasks are getting coming into picture. So let us see how a visual illustration of a simple Gantt chart looks like. So in for example, here if you see, in quarter one of January and February, March, which belongs to quarter one, the project preparation starts in January and ends in February. And business blueprint starts in the month of February and ends in the month of April. And realization of this particular thing starts from April, March and ends in the month of August. So here, if you see here, the project preparation, the realization of the project cannot start until the project preparation is completed. So by writing a Gantt chart, user can easily, project manager can easily identify what are the dependencies, what are the interdependencies of the projects, and accordingly he can set their time. So some of the characteristics of a Gantt chart is a commonly used tool in project management that displays activities against time. Identify all project activities and establish their required tasks and duration. How much time each of the task is going to take will be considered, will come into picture by doing a Gantt chart. Determine task dependencies whether parallel or sequential or to organize the project. The chart has a list of activities on the left and the time scale along the top. The bars position and length represent activity start, duration and end dates. So bars position, by seeing the bar position, you can identify when it is going to start, when it is going to end, how much time it is going to take. Instantly shows activities there, start and end, durations and overlaps. So overlaps can be easily identified and results can be aligned accordingly. Input activities into a template or software, including cloud-based options. So if you are going to have cloud-based options, this can give easy input to the entire solution. Gantt chart is updated in real time to reflect changes and track project progress. So Gantt chart can be updated on a real time also, which will have a changes and project progress is going to be taken into consideration when you are going to do for real time update. Keeps plans, teams and stakeholders informed and up to date. So pictorial representation of the entire project will be given to the stakeholders, by which will help the stakeholders to understand what is happening in the project, when the team, when the project task is going to be started, when the task is going to complete, when is the actual task started, when is the actual task getting completed. Advantage of that Gantt chart includes valuable for presentations displaying project milestones and resource schedules. Like you said, resource scheduling is more important for a project, and Gantt chart helps in doing this particular thing. Provides status updates showcasing completed plan portions. So each and every time status is getting updated, it can we can user can show how much is the completed status, how much is the pending part, and what are the completed plan portions that needs to be done. Shows activity progress with parallel bars and color coded indicators. So activity progress can be shown on the existing Gantt chart, saying that these are the things that are completed, this is a delayed, by showing the color coded indicators. Offers visual clarity, aiding project management in organizing thoughts and setting realistic timelines. So if there is unrealistic timeline, Gantt chart can show this particular thing is an unrealistic timelines by discussing between multiple teams. Simplifies comprehension of complex project concepts through visual representatives. Representation. So visual representation will be easier for people to understand what is actually happening. Engaging presentation format surpasses lengthy written descriptions. Without a visualized representation, project manager has to write lengthy descriptions to find out or write what exactly is the thing, and user will not be able to understand the entire thing. But in a Gantt chart visualization, people can understand what exactly has been mentioned and what exactly is the start and time of each and every task. Of course, there are some disadvantages of Gantt charts. Some of the things are complexity can grow, burdening the project manager numerous deliverables to manage and prioritize. Again, it becomes challenging for the project manager to have numerous deliverables to manage and prioritize, and calculating all these particular things will be a more extra thing for the project manager to complete. Bar length does not indicate work amount, leading to potential misrepresentation. So, example, when you are going to compare this with the actual, it may not have show the proper work that is completed and proper work that is going to be completed. So this will result in a different misrepresentation of the entire thing, and explanation here is required for the project manager to do. Constant update are needed as estimates change, demanding ongoing maintenance. So suppose a new task is getting added in the entire thing, and because of this particular thing, other things are getting changed, then the entire maintenance has to be done once again, otherwise it will give a misrepresentation. Changes in the schedule require chart redraw, resulting in laborious tasks. So again, user has to do the entire tasking once again, and the entire chart has to be redrawn. Depicting multiple dates and critical paths can be challenging, impacting clarity. So multiple dates and here mentioning this particular thing will be challenging. Chart might not fit on one sheet of paper, making some assignments less clear. So clear, getting the entire thing into a single picture may be challenging. So one of the possibility which people can use it is split the entire Gantt chart into multiple charts. Complex scheduling and dependencies may not be fully shown on paper-based Gantt charts.